Zestaw 12. Zadanie 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Dr. Benjamin Carson, a talented neurosurgeon. Our guest is here to share with you the story of his success. Dr. Carson, you say you never really considered anything other than medicine. So when did you first think of becoming a doctor?
I remember one day I was sitting with my mom in the hallway at Detroit City Hospital, and we were waiting to collect my blood test results. Suddenly we heard an announcement, "Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, to the emergency room." And my mom said, "Maybe one day they'll say, Dr. Carson." It sounded so unrealistic, but at the same time so fabulous, and I thought, why not?
Why do you say it sounded unrealistic?
We lived in a poor inner city, single-parent home. In primary school, I was perhaps the worst student ever. All my classmates and teachers agreed, and my nickname was Dummy. My mother was terrified. She knew what a difficult life she had, with only a third-grade education, trying to raise two sons with no resources. She saw me and my brother heading down the same path, and she just didn't know what to do. And then, one day, she came up with this idea of putting us on the reading program at the public library. We had to show her the books we brought from the library every week, read them, and submit written book reports to her. She couldn't read, but we didn't know that, because she'd put a check mark on them and act as if she was reading them.
Was your mother's idea successful?
I hated it for the first several weeks, because we had to stay in the house and read these books while our friends were playing outside. But then all of a sudden, I started to enjoy it. We had no money, and between the covers of those books I could go any place, be anybody, and do anything. And within a matter of a year and a half, I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class, much to the consternation of the teachers and all those students who used to tease me and call me names. Today I can say that that was the real beginning of my career, and I'm grateful to my mom that she managed to make me who I am.
People often speak of brain surgery as the most challenging field of medicine. When did you first have the notion that you actually wanted to do this?
When I was in secondary school, I wanted to be a missionary doctor. Then, when I got into medical school, I initially opted for psychiatry. But gradually I began to realize that it didn't seem to offer enough variety. And then I said to myself, well, in which area can you become an authority very quickly? And I thought, the brain, because nobody knows much about it. So it was toward the end of my first year that I decided that neurosurgery was the ideal field for me. And now I know I was right.
Thank you for coming to the studio.